You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. April 2nd, Wisconsin voters passed two ballot questions impacting how local elections are run, and in Wisconsin and other states' primaries, large numbers of voters made it known they're not happy with the apparent nominees. Wisconsin's question 1 constitutionally bans private funding for elections. Unfounded accusations blamed grant money for increasing turnout of Democrats, contributing to Donald Trump's 2020 loss. It passed with over 54% of the vote. Question 2 limits who can help run elections, but its vague language raised questions of unintended consequences. It passed with over 58% of the vote. Despite Donald Trump and Joe Biden already being the apparent nominees, substantial numbers of voters in the April 2nd primary states of Wisconsin, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island made it clear they weren't happy with their options. Almost 21% of Wisconsin GOP voters chose a candidate other than Donald Trump, as did 27% of Connecticut Republicans. Over 12% of Wisconsin Democrats didn't vote for Joe Biden, including 8.3% voting for uninstructed. In Rhode Island, 14.5% voted for uncommitted, and a total of 19.3% didn't vote for Biden. Connecticut Democrats voted 11.5% for uncommitted, and a total of 15.2% didn't support Biden. We have links to the results at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.